Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about being sociable and fitting in. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, you stress often how important it is to be sociable and have soft skills, but what about the people who are nice but not outgoing and social? How do they fit into a work environment? And the short answer is, I think that we need to define a bit what I mean about being sociable and having soft skills, because I'm not stating to you that being an introvert or being asocial is something that is going to be bad for your career purposes. Let me explain. So let's get something out of the way immediately. And the first thing to get out of the way is that sociable in my book does not mean that you are the center of the party. It means that you have the communication skills to talk to people in a way that makes them feel at ease and that makes them feel as if this is a nice trade between the two of you. If you create tension with your communication, that's a problem. And that's what I'm trying to communicate to you with what I'm saying. I'm saying that there are people out there who cause us tension in when communicating with other people. And that is the worst. It's the absolute worst. Because if you create tension, it means that you are less likely to have a smooth work process with the people around you. And that is what, at the end of the day, these communication skills are there for. It's not because people necessarily care about how many times you go clubbing or how much partying you do, or if they are going to be able to make a lifelong buddy out of you in their spare time. That's not what's important. What's important is, can I trust that you're going to talk to me about issues that occur? Can I trust that you will make everybody around you feel at ease? And can I trust that you're going to be a good team player? That is that's what matters. And you can achieve all of these things without having to be a extroverted, outgoing party animal. You can achieve the same thing by being an introverted, very shy person. Everybody's on a range. Everybody's on a spectrum. You may not have guessed it, but I am in very many ways an introvert because I genuinely do enjoy my alone time. And although I can, of course, be sociable and I can talk to people and I can interact and be a team player, that doesn't mean that I want to go partying all the time. It doesn't mean that I feel like I always have to be the center of attention. And that's what I'm trying to say here. I'm trying to say to you that a person who is introverted or shy or maybe even prefers to keep their thoughts to themselves can absolutely fit in into an IT company. And there's no reason for you to hammer yourself over the fact that you may not be a outgoing socialite, because that's not what it's about. It's about, can you communicate with other people so that they feel that they know what's going on and so that other people feel at ease when you are around? If you're bad at communication, that's another that's a problem. You see, there are people who are shy who think that they are bad at communication, or at the very least, our society very often labels introverted or shy people as less communicative. And that's just not true. It comes down to personal security, because you have extroverted people who are also really bad at communication. You may not think about it, but an example of an extroverted person who is bad at communication is usually the sort of people that you label as aggressive. A person who has a lot of thoughts, a lot of ideas, half of them good, they never listen to anybody, or they might get aggressive or angry over little things and so forth. Like, they communicate in a very verbose and strong way, but they're actually bad at it. And they really cause tension. It's a very bad sort of tension. Now, a shy or introverted person who may not be as outgoing or as powerful in their communication can also cause tension. They can cause a lot of frustration if they emotionally or mentally shut down whenever they're under pressure, or if they can't really talk about things or so forth. If that's disrupting the communication, that's also a way to create tension. And the perfect unit of a person in terms of a software developer when it comes to software development and social matters and things of this nature, well, that's a person who doesn't cause this sort of tension. And you can be on any side of these two spectrums, as long as an interaction with you ends with understanding, trust, and good communication, and that you, of course, at the end of the day, this is probably the thing that matters even more, that you are a good team player. That's what it comes down to. That's what all the managers are looking for when they say that they are looking for soft skills. So what I want you to take away from this is that when I say to you that people who are sociable make it have the easiest time working within IT as programmers, I'm not stating that the people who go out clubbing and who are socialites on social media are the people who are doing the best, because that's just not true. Even an extroverted person that's extremely outgoing can be bad at communication, and these people are usually the sort of people who have strong opinions on something, or they are aggressive, or they cause tension because they don't listen, or they talk all the time, and then because they don't talk all the time but they never listen, they cause frustration because people feel as if they don't hear other people out. And then, of course, the other side of the spectrum is that you're introverted, or that you're bad at communication from on the other extreme, where people get frustrated with you because you never speak up, you never really talk about things that you don't understand, you fuck up instead of talking, etc., etc. At the end of the day, what matters is, can you work in a group in a way that makes everybody in that group feel comfortable? That's what it comes down to, comfort and trust. If you can be a team player and you can effectively communicate, it doesn't matter if you go clubbing every single night, or if you prefer to read a book, or if you talk all the time, or if you hardly talk at all. What's interesting is, when you talk, what's the outcome of that discussion? Are you building trust, or are you causing tension? Have a great day.